Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back to yet another incredible episode. Thank you podcast family. You rock. Oh my goodness. I'm going to tell you, after today's show, you are going to feel so good about you. You're already great humans doing great things and sharing the show and asking the questions and contacting the speakers. So appreciate that. But you're just going to have a little bit more hop in your step after you listen to this episode. We have an incredible group, and I know you love group shows, so we're doing our best. We're bringing it to you. Today, we're going to talk about personal development. Now, a lot of times people listen to our shows, our entrepreneurs, they're kind of braving up, they're listening to how we do it first, learning from the people that come onto the show. But I've been doing this entrepreneur thing for a while, and I haven't met an entrepreneur that isn't out there with a fairly considerable amount of success that hasn't had to do some of that inside job. And so we're going to hear from some incredible people and a variety of incredible women today that are talking about personal development. Either they're in it, it's part of their business, it's the reason why they did the book, it's the reason why ... But you're going to hang out with us and you're going to hear all about that today. So you're going to feel extra special. You're going to want to listen to this episode over and over and over again, because when you have a multitude of speakers that are talking about, I think, such an important subject, which is why we put it into the mix for this season, is because the better you become, the better you become. Right. So let me introduce you now. Incredible podcast guests today. We have people listening, but we also have people watching. So as I mentioned, you know, just call it your name. If you can just kind of put a little wave up and say hello so people know who people are. All of your information are in your show notes. And of course, everyone knows they can go to devdrum.com and go, who was that person in the green shirt that was on your show? And we'll trace it back for you. But we have Miss Kathy Holt in the house. We have Carol Kulpeman in the house. We have Tiffany White. So wave, people, because people are watching, so they know who you're talking about. We have Bianca LaRue, and then I am going to attempt Jennifer's name. She told me I could say Jennifer K, but I try to do everyone's name. Jennifer Kanunwa. And if I'm wrong,
Kanunwa, close.
Okay, she's going to correct me. So why don't we do this? Why don't we kind of go around, and obviously our topics, personal development. If you could just introduce yourself and share with us what it is that you do, that'd be great. So Tiffany, let's start with you.
Hi, my name is Tiffany White. I live in beautiful Victoria, BC, up in Canada. I am an ADHD trauma counselor who helps and supports people with ADHD who have trauma, as well as build real life tools to help and support them to navigate the challenges that ADHD can bring.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And Jennifer.
Hi. Imagine waking up each day feeling deeply connected to your purpose, energized, aligned with your true self. That's the transformation I guide women through at Mujen Community. I'm Jennifer Kanunwa. I'm based in Vancouver, BC, and I help women worldwide break free from burnout, reconnect with their creativity, and take bold steps towards making a life of clarity and fulfillment.
Wow. Look at that. We're going to have a great time today. Kathy Holt.
Yes, I'm Kathy Holt, and I'm in the New York, Connecticut area, and I work in women's leadership development, and I truly believe that the first step in leading in your own life or your mental wellness is getting to know yourself. You're with yourself 24/7, and so why not have a great relationship?
Perfect. And Miss Carol Kulpeman.
Hi, I'm Carol Kulpeman. I'm in Goodyear, Arizona,
and I'm CPK Solutions LLC. I'm an editor, an author, and speaker.
Fantastic. And Bianca, for those of you that were in Ireland and we just landed from today, Bianca was the closing speaker to the Ireland 262 book launch and just nailed it. It was amazing. So welcome to this stage as well, Bianca. What do you do in personal development?
Yeah, so my name is Bianca LaRue, and I'm located in Dallas-Fort Worth area here in Texas. And I am the owner of Nora Mental Health in Fort Worth. So we are a clinic here who offer mental health support for the community. We take most insurance companies to make sure that it's not a barrier or, for people not to get the help that they need and deserve.
Fantastic. Wow. I'm looking forward to this episode. Absolutely. So, Tiffany, back to you. What was it about this? What is it about what you do that drew you to that, or it came to you? Like, how did that come about?
It started with having a child who has ADHD, and the challenges that I was facing to find the support for her, as well as I have a partner who also has ADHD, and seeing the struggles that he faces in just basic life skills. And so through that, I actually ended up quitting my job. I had a job and went back to become a psychologist due to the challenges that I saw them face every day and not being able to be fully understood when they went and they saw a clinician. So they would go and see clinicians, but there was nobody who was really helping them, who fully understood what their struggles were day to day. And so I feel that having that lived experience of basically my family being my teacher to help and support me in learning about ADHD, as well as the trauma that comes with ADHD, has made me become a better clinician in my field. And so that's how I came to be an ADHD trauma support counselor.
It's not an unusual story, hey, that we hear that people decide to step into a particular type of work or write a certain book or become a speaker in a certain subject when it's really touched them. I think that in this world of personal development, particularly, that is not unusual. There's like a deep sense or a deep need to help others because of the experience. And many times challenges kind of, it's been where it's been resourceless. And you're like, there's a hole here, or I'm seeing this, or my clients keep coming up with this same question and they're not getting their needs met out there. So thank you so much for that. And Jennifer, what about yourself? How did this come to your world?
Yeah, I've been sitting inside me for 12 years in the Gen community, and I'd actually paid for the URL all that time. But it wasn't until last year that I hit rock bottom in my corporate career, was pushed to stop, that my medical team asked me to stop. And that just allowed me to pull the bandaid off and just launch into this business. So it launched in 2024. I had been ignoring signs for years, around, burnout and how my life wasn't in alignment. And so it took kind of a village of people to help me rebuild myself, do my own self-healing, exploring Reiki, breathwork, meditation in ways I hadn't before. And I also could no longer ignore the gift that I had for healing and intuition and skills that allowed me to step into my own inner power. And these are all practices that allowed me to feel really aligned at my true self. And now I'm committed to guiding others on their own journeys of healing and self-discovery, helping them break free from a burnout, find their inner clarity, and create the lives that they're meant to lead.
Again, well, congratulations. And have we not heard that before? Like, how many times have we heard something, particularly people, change is a big deal. Change can be really hard. Change can be scary, not only just emotionally, or you may not know where to go or how to have someone help you navigate that. But there's many people that like my paycheck, my medical benefits, my kids need me, or I'm supporting a family member, or car payments. I mean, it really is not as easy as just, oh, I had a gut feeling. I mean, the nag gets big, we hear about it, the noise gets louder, and then sometimes there's a situation that happens that kind of, for lack of of a better articulation is unpleasant and sucks. And then a year or 2 years, you're like, well, that was necessary, right? That was necessary. So thank you for being transparent and sharing, because that can be, you know, challenging, right? It's one of the reasons why we don't, but congratulations. And Kathy, what brought you to this work?
Well, I truly believe that all women have what it takes to be leaders, but I grew up in an era back in the 70s where women were not often given opportunities to lead, you know, coming out of high school and going into college. It was, you can be a, you know, a nurse or a secretary, back then they called them secretaries, or a teacher. And those are great professions, but I wanted to know more. I wanted to be offered things that some of my male colleagues were being offered, you know, other students, that I wanted broader horizons. So even way back then, I really kind of got on my journey of empowering women, that we should be offered the same, you know, access to opportunities, and how we want to choose what we want to do is our choice, but we shouldn't be limited because of the opportunities were offered. So that's how I really got started on my whole empowerment journey.
Wow. Isn't it incredible, the variety, like the variety and the stories. Carol, what about yourself?
Well, I came from the same generation that Kathy did. And yes, that was a similar experience. And I was actually an administrative assistant for many, many years. And then I went back to school at 33 and got my bachelor's, went on to be a corporate writer. I was already writing anyway within my administrative business. And yes, my last job was primarily men. And I was making the same living that they were. And but during that time, I learned about burnout, corporate burnout. And I went through a divorce with an alcoholic. So I kind of overcame that. And I think when I wrote my book, and an opportunity came in my mid-60s, I talked, really, the book is about personal development. And I wanted to encourage women that you can do it, and you can move forward and move up and on from struggles in your life. So,
wow, fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. Bianca.
Yay. So I always like to share, I was born and raised in South Africa for 18 years, and it's mental health is a big taboo subject. So I was one of those teenagers that really, there was not a lot of resources out there for me, and I needed help badly. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get any. And so when I came to America, I was kind of shocked that people talked about mental health so openly, but the system is so flawed in this country that I have been waitlisted for months and years, and I still couldn't get the help that I need. So that's how I found Nora. I truly wanted to have a community where people don't have to pay out of pocket to get the help that they deserve, that there's insurances that can help them get the help that they deserve. That we have great therapists, we have EMDR, we work with trauma, we work with addiction, you know, we work with so many different diagnoses that we can help as many people as we can. And that is kind of how I got into this field, is to not wanting anybody else to feel the way that I felt and neglected in the system.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bianca. We get inspired, or I believe we get inspired by many different things. Sometimes we go to hear a speaker, it changes everything. Sometimes it's a book that really changes our life. We read a book that speaks to us like it's written for us. I love when they kind of fly in the, you know, the floor, or they end up in the mailbox. You're like, okay, I get your message. Sometimes it's a music. Sometimes it's a concert. Has there been a book or a person or something that you've delved into that's made an impact on your own personal development? Tiffany, I'll start back with you.
There is actually, and I have read this over and over and over again at different points in my life, The Places That Scare You by Pema Chodron. It's about navigating difficult emotions, embracing the scary places of our lives rather than avoiding them. And so it actually has helped me grow as a person. It's helped me grow with the relationships that I have in my family and with friends. And it's taught me to look at different situations that are coming up within my own body, my own system, from a different perspective, rather than, oh, I'll just push that down because that's not needed in this situation. And so, yeah, so that was the book that really made a huge impact on me.
Thank you for sharing. What about yourself, Jennifer?
One book that profoundly impacted me in my healing journey is called Welcome Home, A Guide to Building a Home for Your Soul by Najwa Zebian. And this book uses the metaphor of a house to guide readers into building a sanctuary within themselves. And she introduced concepts of, constructing rooms of our inner home, such as self-love, forgiveness, compassion, clarity, surrender, and the dream garden to foster self-worth and belonging and happiness. And I just love the approach that she has, and it deeply resonated with me. And it emphasizes the importance of creating a stable foundation inside ourselves rather than seeking external validation. And it just has a beautiful combination of storytelling and poetry and practical tools. And was very instrumental in my own healing and self-discovery. I loved
Thank you so much. And Kathy, what about yourself? Now I know that you're an author and you have a brilliant book, so please feel free to tell us what the topic of what the name of your book is, but has there been any other influence for you?
Yes, and I'm really dating myself with this book, and it was almost kind of childish, but it's called Jonathan Livingston Seagull Smith. I can't even get it out. Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And it's a book I read at towards the end of high school when I was going through some frustrations about my what was being what I was being told about what I could do, what I couldn't do, where I could go, what I couldn't what I wasn't supposed to be doing. And it's literally about a seagull who decides that he's going to fly higher than anybody else and the struggles he goes through, but the fact that he does it. Even though there's fear, there's uncertainty, there's all these feelings that he has as a seagull that I was feeling. So that really motivated me. It's like it was just one of those energy things that it gave me to keep going because I had kind of hit some walls and some barriers. And then my book is called Unstoppable Women, Owning Our Voices and Leading Change. And part of what I try and accomplish in the book is encouraging all women to step into leadership, to step into their power, to recognize they have what it takes to be leaders. Because I think so often we've been told no. And I wanted to tell them, yes, absolutely, go for it.
Right on. Thank you so much. It's interesting when you say you're dating yourself. I think the beautiful thing, and if you haven't written a book, I encourage you to at least do a chapter or a page or a quote or a something, because it is truly, and I bet we can all say that there has been a page or a quote or a meme or particularly a book, like you said. I remember hearing about that book, not to say that we're so far apart, but mine was Shakti Guy Wan, Living in the Light. And I think it's been written in 40 languages since then, just to say, it's not a new book, but I think a good book that has great value when we talk about leaving legacy and books. I mean, how many people have read, so many of the same books, and it's impactful and it's made impactful. I think that's one of the beautiful things as we're experiencing this big implosion of anthologies and books and people stepping up and writing their own words on paper, whatever it is, a page, a paragraph, a book, what have you, is that it really does leave impact. And sometimes we think, oh, all these books have made impact and we've read them over and over again, or we pass them around and we don't realize that could be us, right? There's a disconnect to like, ooh, my words could live legacy, Anyways, you'll have to, but a good book is a good book. Carol, talking about books.
I would say eat, pray, love. Eat, pray, love.
Yeah.
The entire book, I read it at the time that I was going through, I think my divorce actually, and it reignited that passion just to embrace life. So I go back to that and remember when I'm going through anything to embrace life. We're fortunate to be living, and I think we're fortunate to just there was a there was a phrase in of a movie, and I all I can say you can eat the blank of life, and I can't remember what it was called, but and it was like that just he was an Italian guy and I'm half Italian. It was like eat life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's great. That's great. I have to say, before I went on this recent trip, I was, doing some work on my coach, and that movie showed up, and I thought, oh, I know you're showing up. I need to watch that, and I need to watch it today. And it's so great. There's so many meanings to many of the things in that. Absolutely. All right, Bianca, and what about yourself?
Yes, I think I'll mention two books. The first book is The Body Keeps the Score. I think that's a very powerful book, just about your body remembers, that stores the trauma. And even if you don't remember everything your body does, that's been extremely helpful book. It's very intense, but I highly recommend it. The other book I think has made a massive difference in my life is The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. I think a lot of people in this world, especially people who struggle as well, constantly worry about what other people say about them or what they, we constantly worry about everything. Where it's just like, let them gossip about you, let them, not accept you for who you are. And so I definitely enjoy that book.
No, those are two really great books. And I think that, sometimes the most simplest things, but like you said, let them, there's a lot of power in removing yourself from situations that you may or may not have control on, or that you, I mean, we can't control. And sometimes I love Daniel D. Amen for this. When I studied him early days, he'd be like, 90% of the things that your brain says to you isn't true. Like you literally in a nanosecond will be like, true, not true, true, not true. Just checking, checking in. And that reminds me of that. Like, ooh, they're saying something about me. Really? Are they? Are they? Do they? All right. So look, you ladies have decided to step into a business based around personal development. And there is listeners and watchers out there that want to do the same thing. You are all very successful in your right. And please, our viewers, we tell them to reach out to you if you hear something. And particularly in this category, if you lean into something, when someone's talking, if you catch yourself leaning in, please reach out. Also, if someone's name crosses, when you hear someone speak and their name crosses by, you're like, ooh, I'd love to connect them. Well, do it. Do it. This is a really deep personal development is life changing. It is life changing. And being in business, just in business in general, has its own interesting story. And if you ladies could share, because there's people out there that are wanting to step into personal development, they're wanting to make it part of their business. Is there anything that you can share? We call it top performance here. Just what we mean by that is something you've been able to do that's allowed you to be as successful as you are, so that people out there that are looking to get into this sector go, yeah, I can do it too, right? I can do it too. And we just like to share that on the show because that's what our show's about. Mission accepted. You're staying on the mission for a reason. So, what's some of those reasons? Tiffany, yourself.
I have two reasons. One is, or two things, sorry, not reasons. One is being consistent. So people who sign up for my email, people who follow me on Instagram, the consistency is there. They expect to receive an email with some tools and strategies in it every month. And then for people on my Instagram, me responding to questions or comments that people leave in the comment section. Another thing that has made a huge difference is communication. Listening to what it is that my clients are needing from me. And having different tools and strategies because not everybody who comes to me needs the same tool or the same strategy. And so those are two of the things that I always try and do with each and every person that I interact with.
Thank you so much. All right. And Jennifer, what about yourself?
For me, it was not bringing old habits into the new business. So things like overworking and not prioritizing myself and my own self-care. So really learning that I need to prioritize self-care and creating boundaries and reminding myself that when I do rest and recharge and nourish myself, that I actually come back being more productive and more creative in my business. And I had to learn that the hard way, that nonstop leads to burnout. But now I schedule more time for meditation and creative reflection and outdoor walks. And these practices help me stay connected to my intuition and bringing fresh energy to everything that I do.
Important. I'm going to ask a question about that to all of you, but particularly those in the self-care industry, the personal development industry, the outpour. Let's just call it the outpour industry, right? Where you're taking care of others. That piece is very important. Thank you for bringing that up. And Kathy, yourself?
I think for me, one of the important aspects of my personal development, and I think pretty much anybody's personal development probably is just knowing yourself. As I said earlier, you're with yourself, but often women don't take the time to really delve into what do they want. What are their passions? What are their values? What do they consider important? Because without knowing yourself and knowing those things, well, I know I tended to just, I call it a super ball in a closet. I don't know if people remember that, but that super ball that would bounce so high and go bing, bing, bing all over the place, and rather than being more focused, figuring out boundaries. What I want to do, what I don't want to do. I mean, we all have to do the have to's. I get that. But at the same time, we don't sometimes get ourselves to the point of doing the want to's. And I think that's very important, but you don't get there if you don't know yourself. So a lot of what I start out with in my book is self-reflection. Just figuring that out and taking the time, because so often for women we're considered selfish, or we're lazy if we do that, and those kinds of things, those kinds of messages we've gotten. But it's so important for any kind of personal development.
Thank you so much. We're hearing a cons it's there's something consistent going on here that we're hearing. All right, Carol, yourself.
Resist the instinct to strive. I think that's most important to me, because I was in corporate for so many years that I'm in strive mode. Encourage women, you don't have to strive. Connect, make sure you have a community. The outreach, certainly in your emails, and the how I've outreached is in contributing to books. All of my pieces have to do with personal development or personal overcoming and that kind of thing, and that you're not alone. And ensure that you're not alone. That's so important. And know that you're not alone.
Beautiful. Ah, so good, so good. We're not even alone on this beautiful podcast. Look at these goddesses just pouring into you out there. And Bianca, for yourself, what are the, what's your answer to that question?
I think what's been helpful or successful for us here at Nora Fort Worth is the passion. I feel like if you don't have the passion for what you're doing, it's going to be very hard to be successful. And because of how passionate I am, I give it my all every single day. So we always try to listen to the community, like if they need support groups, do they need it? Do we need more therapists who work more with grief? Do we need a divorce support group? We always listen what the community needs. I think something else that is really important is networking. So for me, I am a part of a lot of great communities in my area and connect with a lot of different women to see how we can serve the community.
Well, that's beautiful, right? Listening to what people need and then being able to fulfill that. And I think even stopping and reflecting with some of your clients and saying, hey, how did you hear about me? Hey, what was it that brought you to me? Hey, those questions, right? All right, so we're going to shift the energy a little bit. We were talking about self-care, and you know what? You all need self-care too. Everybody has dreams that starts a business. They are very different. They're different through your building of your business, no matter where you're at. And so I'm going to ask you, ladies, look at something completely off the topic of your business, your personal dreams, your personal goals. What is something on your bucket list? I think it's super powerful to say it. If you've been to any of our live ask parties, it's incredible to hear people ask for what they want. So Tiffany, what's something on your bucket list that is for you?
Something on my bucket list is I want to own a farm that rescues different types of animals, all different types of animals, cows, pigs, horses, dogs, chickens, all them, and have a wildflower field that I can just run through with them all. That's one bucket list thing that I'm shooting for right now.
Oh my goodness, remind me, call me after. I have got a connection for you. I've got someone that you are just going to love to talk to. Jennifer, what about you? Bucket list.
Yeah, it's hard for me to separate the business and me because they're so intertwined. And I love to travel, and so I would love to bring a group of women on retreats to Africa. I lived in Cape Town for a few years, and I've traveled a fair bit in Africa, so it's on my bucket list to bring some women there. There's such a deep connection to the land and powerful healing energy that inspires me there. That's
Well, that's great.
on
Let
the
us all
list.
know. Let us know. Let us know what we need to bring. That I already know what to do. All right, Kathy.
Well, I actually pursued one of my bucket list items about 6 months ago. Bianca, I was living in Fort Worth, Texas for many, many years and really wanted to get back to the East Coast where I grew up and be on the water. And so I did that. I mean, I just uprooted everything and moved back to the East Coast, and I now am in Connecticut right on the water and loving it. So I did that bucket list, and I guess the rest of my bucket list is kind of like Jennifer. I love to travel. I've been to over 100 countries, and I still have a bunch I have to check off. And I definitely want to go see. I want to go to Antarctica, so that's one of my
All
biggies.
right, Antarctica. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Carol.
I want to go to Japan. I have a nephew there, so but I'd like to go see the beauty, the beautiful. The trees and oh, this is so beautiful there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm sure the cherry blossom, that
Yes.
whole thing that happens in Japan.
It's just absolutely beautiful there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. My son got to go before I did. Has anyone ever had that? You're like, oh, my kids live in that little thing on my treasure map. I'm like, I should have put my name on there. Somehow they're living it, but I'm with you on that. Oh my goodness. And Bianca, one of your bucket lists.
Well, Deb, you just left my bucket list. You were just in Ireland. It's always been my bucket list to go to Ireland and then Scotland. So I would love to do that one day. Maybe I can come with you next time.
Yeah, well, it's in the works. I'm not saying anything more, but we just landed today. Thank you for sharing that piece of personal. And anyone out there hears anything, they're gonna reach out. So we are going to wrap this up, ladies. It has been absolutely incredible. But as we wrap it up, again, say your name. And in a very short period of time, because I know this is gonna be a big question, but if you can encapsulate it. Because we're all about mission accepted, people staying on the mission. What does it take? It's bravery, it's risk, it's love, it's commitment, it's all the things, right? And so, Tiffany, I'll start with you. If you can just now, everything's in the show notes. If anyone knows anything about us, we will let people know about you. But if you can, just please give somewhere that someone can reach you know, your email or your website or whatever you want to say on air. And then what is one thing that was your risky that you took a risk for your business? One thing that felt risky.
My name is Tiffany White. You can find me at Beautiful Simplicity Therapy on Instagram or beautifulsimplicitytherapy.com. One risk that I did was when I was 36, I quit my job and went back to school because I want to be an advocate for people who have ADHD, to try and make the change in how the language is spoken for them and create a place that's safe for them in the workplace and society, and so people understand what they go through more. And so that was one of my biggest risks, was quitting my job that I had stability at and going for this. So yeah.
Awesome, thank you. So if that rings to you, please reach out to Tiffany and Jennifer.
I'm Jennifer Kimnyumwa. I own Mujen Community, and you can find me on Instagram at Mujen Community, Mujen, and www.mujencommunity.com. And the biggest risk was starting the business similar to Tiffany, just taking that risk to leave a job that was unfulfilling and affecting my health was the biggest step of self-love I've ever done for myself. and just taking that leap of faith to start my own business. So you can too. And if you're wondering, reach out.
Okay, and transformation and love and all of the things that you heard Jennifer talk about earlier. So if that leans into you, please lean into Jennifer and Kathy.
I think for me, the biggest risk was actually pr kind of, it was partly leadership, but about 20 years ago, my daughter had a major stroke at 18 years old. And, you know, I had to assist her and support her in her rehabilitation. Her dad had left, and I was trying to rediscover myself. And I was given the opportunity to go to the Maldives to work for 2 months because I had I worked in politics for 15 years to create a voter education program for their first presidential election. And my part of what I was bringing to the table, which they appreciated, was empowerment of women, because in their culture, women had not taken a lot of leadership positions. So, I mean, that was just out of the blue. I was offered this opportunity, and I went, "Why not?" And it really launched my international career also, because I do work now with the UN and several NGOs that work with women around the world in leadership development. And so, but that was that first step. And it was like, sure, why not?
That's a big one. That's a big one. Okay, if you are leaning into leadership, you know to reach out to Kathy. Thank you so much, Kathy and Carol.
I would say two things. One is similar to, I believe, to Tiffany's, that I quit my job. I was living in Wisconsin, moved to California, went back to school at 33, got my bachelor's, and was able to go into a completely different field, allowing me to become an author later in life, and also starting a business. Those two things.
Yeah, that's big, right? That's big.
Yeah.
All right. And Bianca, for yourself, where can people find you and a risk that you took?
So I'm Bianca LaRue. I'm the owner of Nora Mental Health in Fort Worth, and you can find me at just the website Nora Mental Health Fort Worth, and you will see like email, phone number, and all the therapists we do have. As far as the riskiest thing I've done, I would say definitely, packing everything and coming to America at 18 with nobody by myself. And I would say, with that being said, who would have thought all the struggles I faced all the years led me to opening a company? So
Good for
those
you.
are two things.
Oh my goodness. What an incredible show. Such diversity, but same message. We're just here to help people use our personal experiences for the betterment of the world, really, truly. What a pleasure to be with you today. I'm going to wrap it up a little bit about saying that if you are out there and you have a message that you want to share, if you have a question for any of these ladies, please reach out. But if you want to be sitting on the show like they are, then please feel free to reach out to us. This is not difficult, debdrummond.com. You'll see even some of these ladies listed on the directory there in 262. If you are not one that likes to speak and be on stage, then we are launching next year's quote. If you'd like to put a few words in print, then we'd love to get your quote from you and be able to put into next year's planner for you. So that, and if you like to do both, that's fine. We just want to let you know that it is a live and up audience because I know that you follow us, and it is so much fun to be able to have a planner you can play with and do quotes with and all the things. So you might be a quote person. Please go and look at all the quotes of the people that have been there. Thank you. That have been in there, and let them inspire and motivate you. We put them on the Mondays for a reason. Sometimes Mondays aren't a good day for people, particularly if you're not living your passion or your path, and you're like, Monday seems like a really big day because you've got a whole week ahead of you. So we put the motivational quotes there so that you can keep them with you all week. So that being said, again, thank you so much, ladies. As always, audience, we appreciate you. Thank you for sharing. Share, 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 share.